Springfield City Council President Mike Fenton announced appointments to 15 standing committees and assigned councilors to chair three new special committees that will be tasked with identifying new revenue sources for the city, examining workforce development efforts, and attracting young professionals to live in Springfield.
And I look forward to an exciting year. I think that we've got some great opportunities for leadership here, and I look forward to seeing great things from all of my colleagues.
While the standing committees are made up exclusively of city councilors, the special committees are open to the public. Fenton encouraged people interested in serving to send a resume to the city council office. Fenton said he plans to announce the appointments to the ad hoc committees during the week of January 20th. Fenton said he decided to dissolve the casino site committee because the city has entered into a development agreement with MGM Resorts, which has filed a final application with the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for a license to build an $800 million resort casino in downtown Springfield.
I expect that the City Council will be and continue to be a public place for deliberation regarding the casino process. I expect that any matters that require public discourse and council approval will come through our body and our existing committee structure. If there's a need for larger public discourse, I think that it's appropriate to do it in a committee of the whole structure. It's no longer necessary to have a site committee because we've identified the only site in Springfield that's being pursued.
A special committee on school safety that was created by former City Council President James Ferreira following the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, was also dissolved. The ad hoc Green Committee, which was created by Fenton's predecessor and is charged with looking for ways for the city to reduce its carbon footprint, will continue for another year. Each of the councilors has been given a committee chairmanship, and Fenton kept two for himself. He will chair the Special Green Committee and the Committee on State and Federal Relations.
It has, in recent memory, played a less active role in city business, and I'm hopeful that by appointing myself to be chairman of that committee, that we can play a more active role in lobbying both the state and federal delegations of our legislature.
Veteran councilors with experience were picked to chair key committees, such as Councilor Tim Rook, who will head the powerful Finance Committee, and Councilor Tom Ash, who will return for another year as chairman of the Public Safety Committee. Justin Hurst, a first-time councilor, was tapped to head the Young Professional Committee.
We need to find ways to attract young families and young professionals back to the city in order for the city to grow.
Councilor Tim Allen will chair both the ad hoc committees on new revenue and workforce development.
And the whole prospect of getting more of our people working when our unemployment rates are always worse than the state average, et cetera. Anything we can do on the city end to try to bring people together on that topic and maybe generate some new ideas as to how to do it would be great.
The city plans to provide a live web stream of City Council committee meetings for the first time. The meetings will also be recorded and will be available for viewing later on the city's website. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.